Newsmakers on the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris.
Christy Romero is acting inspector general for the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Investigators say they might have relaxed the rules for banks trying to get out of TARP.
The regulators really have to remain vigilant against all these banks' demands to relax the capital requirements. There's this big rush to get these big banks out, but we've got a lot of smaller community banks, more than 400 still left in TARP. And what is the clear exit path for those banks?
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
Looking for an interview heard on one of our shows? It's easy to find on the new federalnewsradio.com, the best source for news for and about the federal community.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. I'm here today with Richard Knight. Richard is a business strategist and a principal at Accrete Advantage. Richard, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. We're going to be covering a lot of things today. We're going to focus on activity on our side of the river. And for Richard and me, that means in Maryland. But first, Richard, let's get a little background on you. For a number of years, you had your own own consulting shop. Tell me about what you did there, please.
Okay, Mark. For a number of years, I ran a small business called The Knight Group. We were a consulting firm, did a lot of work with federal agencies. I was an 8A firm. I ran contracts for the U.S. Agency for International Development. I did 22 task orders, primarily overseas, Eastern Europe, that part of the world, delivered a variety of services to them. I also did some work with the one of my prime contractors was EDS at the time, which has been purchased by HP. We did some work over at the Treasury on the IT side of the shop. And then I've done some smaller activities with respect to database development, some things in information technology. I ran the firm for quite a while, and I had a little spin where I took some time on dialysis. And during that period, I kind of let the firm wind down a little bit.
Okay, yeah. You are a transplant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations.
Thank you much. Since August of 2006.
I'll tell you what, you're looking great, man.
Thank you.
Got family member in that situation, and you know, it's a scary thing to deal with.
It's a scary, but it's truly a blessing with what they can do and how you feel after you have that transplant.
There you go. All right. So you were with your own company, The Knight Group, for 12 and a half years. And then in 06, you sort of started the wind down process. And recently you have joined and or actually co-started Accrete Advantage. Tell us a little bit about Accrete, please.
Well, Mark, Accrete Advantage is a firm that, as I call it, we're a firm of the future. And what we are is we're a professional service firm that will assist contractors, businesses, and the building industry. We assist them in achieving their green building needs. There's something out there called LEEDs, which is a standard that really ensures that buildings are built in more of an environmentally friendly way. We have a product called autoclave aerated concrete, which is basically a lightweight cement that is used in buildings. Mm-hmm. It's not a new product. It's been used in Europe for 70 years. And recently, we started making good headway here in the United States with the product.
70 years.
There's 300 plants throughout the world. They're building more because other parts of the world have had to deal with environmental issues well ahead of what we've had, too.
All right. 70 years puts it back in the World War II era. Was this a World War II developed product, actually?
No, what it was a product that was developed in Germany, that part of the world, and because of the lack of resources there, it's made out of the same thing as regular cement, but it's a process in terms of it being baked. And because of the process that they've developed in putting the product together, it allows for it to be, if you think of a cake, that can be light, can be a little bit heavier. Comes in blocks and panels, and it's energy efficient, environmentally friendly. There's no off-gassing or anything done during the process. And it allows for construction to be done at a much quicker rate than your traditional CMU or competitive product. It's as the price of energy goes up, as states and other entities look to be more in compliance with different regulations that are put out there, this product is something that we see as something that has great potential. But it's an education process that we have to go through.
Well, content is king. Aircrete is AERCRETE, and the website is Aircrete Advantage LLC. There's a lot of talk. There's been a tremendous amount of talk the last couple of years about green, and then certain initiatives inside government, green purchasing, et cetera. But recently there's been some talk about way too many companies claiming green that aren't. So give me some feedback here.
Well, you know, Mark, you're right. There's a question about the definition of what is green, what are green jobs? And in spite of all of the negative publicity that has taken place in the last couple of months, there are a tremendous amount of opportunities on the green side. We have to look at, for example, a significant amount of the buildings are made use the vast majority of our electricity and our power. So when you look at smart buildings, things of that nature, where they have to be built, they require different products, different technology, different knowledge than what buildings of the past have done. They have a lot of other features that allow them to be more efficient, not use as much water, not use as much energy. So opportunities for architects, opportunities for engineers, opportunities for new products that are needed to be used in these buildings, smart design and things of that nature. It really creates some tremendous opportunities, and you'll find that as we transition from the carbon-based environment to a more green environment, or what is known as a clean technology environment, that you'll be having a lot of jobs that will become available, and that will take some training in a lot of areas where we are currently not there.
Okay. On the front page of your website, there is something regarding a construction contractor green environmental program. Is this something you're part of, something you started?
That is something that we design. Among the other things I do, I teach one of my favorite courses called business strategy
at Bowie State.
Yeah. And one of the things that we felt is that we had to build some capacity in the area. We had to have people who had the skills, because we have clients, and they don't just want us to deliver and drop the product off. They want the product installed. So part of what we've done is designed what we call the Construction Contractor Green Enhancement Program, where we have a team of individuals who have expertise in the area that will help train individual contractors so that we can build up the supply and resource of labor. If we have a product that we need done here, or a building we need done here, worked on here, we don't want to have to go to Florida or South Carolina to get a labor force. So we're taking the opportunity. We'll work with community colleges and some of their training programs and things of that nature to get on out there and train some people how they can use the product, masonry skills and things of that nature. The product is very, very flexible. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do to help increase the capacity of available labor in the area.
Okay, cool. So it's part of your course at Bowie, or it's just...
Oh, no. This is separate. This is something that we really just came up with, and we have it available as we look to work with some of the other construction organizations. We'll be rolling this out.
Okay.
Just to offer that as a... In this market, you need things to be able to differentiate yourself. So if you happen to be a, if you happen to be a small contractor or something of that nature, for you to be able to go to a large prime and work with them and have the skill set to either provide the product or the ability to install this product, that is something that can give you a leg up on the competition.
You use one of my favorite phrases in the market there, differentiate. Without it, we're...
Without it, everybody's vanilla.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's only so many different flavors of vanilla, but after a while, we need something a little bit different.
Yes, indeed, we do. We have that differentiation quality comes in, and that'll take us to our first break. Richard, you're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. When we come back, we're going to talk about another activity that Mr. Knight is involved in, and that is the Baltimore-Washington Chamber of Commerce. You're listening again to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Tradition never graduates. Bring your family and friends to spend the day in Annapolis with Navy football. See the midshipmen take on the Southern Miss Golden Eagles Saturday, October 8th at 3:30 p.m. at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, presented by Navy Mutual Aid Association. Join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Buy your tickets today to see Navy versus Southern Mississippi, October 8th at 3:30 p.m. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. CDWG, the people who get it.
October is Cybersecurity Month. Join host Jane Norris on Fed Central on Wednesday, October 5th and the 19th at 11:30 a.m. as Lieutenant General Harry Radigy and Karen Evans, both members of the Commission for Cybersecurity for the 44th Presidency, discuss cyber, coming of age in the federal government. Tune in to Deloitte's Fed Central program Wednesday, October 5th and October 19th at 11:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
It's the Geico Gecko with a little hello to all you federal employees. Now, in government, there are people on all points of the political spectrum. But there is one thing that everyone agrees on. Saving money is good. Which brings me to the big news. Geico offers discounts to most federal employees GS7 or above. It don't matter if you're a Democrat or an aristocrat, left wing, right wing or a chicken wing. If you're a federal employee GS7 or above, you could be saving a lot of money on your car insurance by switching to Geico. So no matter if you're blue, or red, or in my case, green. If you're a federal employee, GS7 or above, contact Geico and see how much you could save. Isn't that right, Mike?
Exactly right, my little green friend. Hey, folks, this is Mike Causey. And like the Gecko said, discounts are available for most federal employees, GS7, the equivalent, or above. Just call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO, go to geico.com, or visit your local Geico office to see how much you could save.
Hey, Lucas.
Hello, Angie. You ready for dinner?
Yeah. Hey, is that a new radio for your ride?
Sure is. Went to Walmart for the Pioneer DEH-44 HD with HD radio built in.
HD radio?
HD radio is digital broadcast radio. Digital sound, new channels, no subscription fees.
From Walmart?
Great values there. Only $120 for a Pioneer HD radio receiver.
Forget dinner. Let's get my car and head to Walmart.
HD radio. More radio, more value. Now in the car audio department at Walmart.
Efforts are ramping up as agencies will close nearly 200 data centers by the end of the year to meet the target of consolidating at least 800 of the government's 2,000 centers. In March, the Data Center Consolidation Task Force will publish government-wide best practices to include management of private, public, and traditional data centers. Join FCO Bethesda October 14th at the Bethesda North Marriott for an early report on the future of data center consolidation. Register today at fcobethesda.org/octbreakfast.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Richard Knight. Richard is a principal and VP at Aircrete Advantage, LLC. He is also the co-chair of the Government GovCon Council for the Baltimore-Washington Chamber of Commerce. First of all, BWCC, tell us a little bit about BWCC.
Mark, BWCC, Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber of Commerce, we're actually a regional chamber of commerce. We handle, we cover four different areas, four counties: Montgomery County, Howard County, Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County. We provide a variety of services, of which the Government Contracting Council is only one. For example, we have a very strong and active women in business group. We have an energy co-op, which is very attractive feature for a large organization to join and get discounts on energy. We have an entrepreneurial spirit and focus in terms of what we're doing. We have a lot of legislative initiatives. We have, for example, a business visioning board where we will work with businesses to help them, and where we actually serve kind of as their board of directors in terms of what it is that they're doing. We have our membership development activities. We have networking activities where we bring together several chambers to get together and meet and exchange ideas and opportunities to do business. So that's kind of an overview. The president and CEO of the chamber, Walt Townsend, is probably one of the most knowledgeable individuals in the Maryland area with respect to what's going on, how to contact different individuals. We oftentimes have people from out of the state that are looking to move here that will contact him, and he will give them some guidance. One of the things I want to mention, for example, is we have an annual gala, and the purpose of that gala is to raise funds for a scholarship that we do. We do that in conjunction with our educational arm of the chamber. So there's a lot of things that we do business-wise, but there's also a lot of other things that we do with respect to raising scholarships. We do a math symposium to try to bring additional knowledge and information to math teachers throughout the area that we cover. So that's just a highlight of some of the things that we do, Mark.
Okay. Now, when we're talking between takes, BWCC has over 600 members.
Yes, sir.
I ran across BWCC the first time maybe a year and a half ago because of my activity at the BRAC-based initiative in Howard County. And Gerald Baker said they're looking for a speaker at one of the BWCC events to talk about what to do before your first OSDBU visit. So last year I spoke at one of your events, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. So you have a government contracting focus, and you mentioned Montgomery, PG, Howard, and Anne Arundel. I mean, you know, let's just talk very briefly about all of the government, the federal activity. No, okay. Not even state and local. We got Aberdeen, we got Dietrich, we got the Big Four, Meade, Andrews, NASA, NARA, NIST, DOE, SSA, Center for Medicare, Baltimore District of the Army Corps. What am I missing? I mean, Food and Drug. you know, NIH, the Navy. I don't know, the National Military Medical Center, whatever they're calling the. Merged for Walter Reed and Navy Medical. Wow. Well,
Mark, you've covered a lot of territory there, and the fact of the matter is that here in the state of Maryland, we have a very, very active and vibrant federal government market. We, in 2009, the most recent data, we have over $35 billion that are running through this area, emanating from federal contracts. And
say that number again, please.
$35 billion, and that's a large number. And
that's almost, not half bad.
almost 50% of that is with your Department of Defense. So the intelligence community is a very, very vibrant community within the state of Maryland. And there's a lot of, now we've said that, but the focus of our Government Contracting Council is to help educate businesses that belong to the chamber as well as on the outside. How do we approach that market? What is it that we do? What's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, the event that I was at would benefit any company going to go to their first small business meeting. But let's talk a little bit about the GovCon events that you've done in the past and those that are coming up now.
Okay.
How old's the GovCon Council for the chamber?
The government contracting council is roughly 4 to 5 years old. Before that, we were Economic Development Committee. And we thought about transitioning to the Government Contracting Council so that we could focus more on what are a lot of activities with respect to federal and state government going on in the state of Maryland. We still do our economic development-related activities, but most of the work that we do with respect, obviously, to the Government Contracting Council is providing contract information series where we give information about different aspects of dealing with the federal and state government to our annual event, which is our annual federal government procurement fair. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're going to be celebrating the 20th year of this event. So okay, we're pretty
so
proud
the,
of that.
The council's 5 years old, but the event's 20 years old.
Absolutely. The procurement fair has been going on for 20 years. It was started by a young lady when she was working, Nancy Keel, when she was working at the at WSSC. And she's since gone on, and I think she's retired from the National Park and Planning and Procurement. And I've actually been involved with it for the past 10 years and been co-chair of this event for about 8 years now.
Okay. So, but it's not just the procurement fair. You've got a number of events leading up to and following. So let's start with early October. You have
okay. Well, on October 12th, we're going to have an event. The title of it is Piloting Your Course with Small Business Officers in Ostabus. But the focus and emphasis on that event, it is our pre-procurement fair. What it will do is give you some insights, give you some ideas, give you some techniques, what it is that you need to do in order to take advantage of the federal government marketing. Now, who are we going to get to preside over this event? Can you help us out on that, Mr. Amtower?
Well, yeah, I think I'm your speaker for that one, but... And this is the same one I spoke at last year. And we had, 40 or 50 companies who ended up going to the biggie. And basically what it is, and you and I have talked about this before, you know, what do you do when you're getting ready to go to an Ostabu for the first time? Well, the first thing you do, as you and I really preach everywhere, is research, you know.
And that's, you know, with the internet and other information that is readily available, the federal government is a large, too large, if you look at it in totality. You have to focus. You have to determine what's going to be the best fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
What type of contract? What size contracts? How do you prepare for them? Where are they? Those are all the things that you need to do. So when you go to talk to someone, you shouldn't be asking them what it is. What is it that they do? What do they want? You should know that.
You should know that, but let's take your company for just a second, Eric.
Okay.
If an agency, Ostabu, does not have any building projects in the pipeline, and you go to his office and say, here's who we are and what we do, you haven't done any homework.
Haven't done a sufficient amount of homework, and that's just something that it ends up being a waste of your time and, quite frankly, a waste of that government official's time. You want to be a little bit smarter, a little bit more strategic in your approach. And again, Mark, we're looking forward to you sharing some insights with our small businesses that come to this event, because it's really important for them to be prepared and have a process and some methodology in their mind's eye so that when they go to one of these large events, like the event that we'll be hosting on October 26th, mm-hmm. which is our large procurement fair,
mm-hmm.
they have an idea.
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the Greenbelt Marriott,
mm-hmm.
which is a member of the chamber.
The same place that FCS Central Maryland hosts their events, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be from 8 to 12:30. The interesting thing about it, it's going to be 4.5 hours. It's not going to be all day. It's going to be a fast-paced event. It's broken down into three different areas. Of course, we'll have the exhibitors there from various federal and state governmental entities,
mm-hmm.
but we're also going to have three information sessions. We'll have a session where we're talking about cybersecurity. We'll have another session on teaming agreements, which is a very important strategic phase in how to get business from the federal government. We'll have a gentleman out who's a a lawyer that focuses on government contracting, and we'll have a small business that's been very, very successful, Mr. Wins with Wimsco, that's been very successful in developing a team as a small business. He's been able to attract larger businesses on his team to pursue some work with NSA.
Okay. And we won't get into the kind of work.
No, because they might have to come over here and take care of us. And then finally, we'll have we'll be fortunate enough to have Kent Mensah, who will be giving us an update on what's going on within BBI, or the Base Business Initiative.
Used to be BRAC Business
Used
Initiative.
Used to be BRAC.
Yep.
BRAC
yep.
has wound down, but there's a lot of activities and opportunity going on within the bases. And these are some of the things that we will be giving people the strategic information, giving them opportunity to talk with the various exhibitors. And then last but not least, we will be joining up with Kent's organization, BBI, to do matchmaking.
Okay. Hold the matchmaking thought. Okay. I want to get into that in a little bit of depth. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Department of Homeland Security is making a major move to the cloud. Homeland Security has just issued a $1.8 million contract to host many of its public-facing websites, including DHS.gov, FEMA.gov, USCIS.gov, and several others on a public cloud platform. The contract is the first issued under the General Services Administration's Infrastructure as a Service Blanket Purchase Agreement. The contract will cover all elements of website development and deployment.
General Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
Arma, your home security system gives you peace of mind, but are you paying $30, $40, $50 or more in monitoring fees? Switch to Ackerman Security Systems, the metro area's most trusted name in security, and pay just $18.95 a month. That's right, $18.95 a month, and no cost to switch. Don't have a system? Then Ackerman offers the latest technology, including wireless monitoring. Call by Wednesday and get 3 months of basic monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. Call 888-999-1070. AckermanSecurity.com.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
The nation's largest intelligence event of the year returns to San Antonio, Texas, October 16th through the 19th. Network with professionals from the defense, intelligence, and homeland security communities at the GEOINT 2011 Symposium. USGIF's GEOINT Symposium features keynote speakers from agencies, combatant commands, and Congress, as well as panel sessions and breakout tracks tackling the critical issues affecting national security. Register now or learn more at GEOINT2011.com. That's GEOINT2011.com.
The 12th Annual Excellence in Partnership Awards is October 26th at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. The Excellence in Partnership Awards honor those who have excelled at promoting partnership in government procurement. A special tribute to Mythbusters for those who embody effective communication between government and industry. Come celebrate at this special event for the government contracting community and the Multiple Award Schedules program. Register now for the Excellence in Partnership Awards at eipawards.com.
Maritime transportation is a vital industry, contributing more than $10 billion per year to the national economy. What are the key challenges facing the maritime transportation system? How is the U.S. Maritime Administration working to enhance the competitiveness of the U.S.? Join host Michael Keegan on the next The Business of Government Hour as he explores these questions and so much more with David Matsuda, Administrator of the U.S. Maritime Administration.
Cancer cells can take over your body when they evolve in ways that make them resistant to chemotherapy drugs. A new lab technique is shedding light on the process. A cancer cell's evolution to drug resistance is complex and not easily mimicked in the lab. So Bob Austin, a biophysicist at Princeton University, is using computer chip technology to make numerous microenvironments similar to a real tumor.
In this contraption I made, this complicated world, we're now growing cancer cells, and we're applying gradients of chemotherapeutic agents.
Austin's work shows that can spark drug resistance, and he says a surgeon might be doing it inadvertently.
In the act of cutting out parts of the tumor and not other parts, he may be creating the same kind of world that I made, and he may actually be driving evolution forward.
Austin hopes to make 3D synthetic tumors to test his idea. More at nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Richard Knight. Richard is a principal and vice president at Aircrete Advantage. You can find Richard at Aircrete, A-E-R-C-R-E-T-E, Aircrete Advantage, LLC.com. But Richard's also the co-chair of the GovCon Council with the Baltimore-Washington Chamber of Commerce. And we're just getting ready to talk about the matchmaking sessions. And when we were talking in between, you guys have these matchmaking things, and it's not just one of these, 2 minute, here's my one sheeter and Bubba. So it was, last year was 15 minutes per meeting with the agency and primes, or just the agencies?
Both.
Okay. And did you cut it down to 10 this year or not?
This year we're looking at cutting it down to 10.
Okay.
It's a capacity issue. We're hoping to have more people come out, more people get involved in it.
10 minutes is a lot of time to talk.
10 minutes is a lot of time to talk.
If you do it right.
And what we found is that this year we're looking for the agencies and, of course, the primes that come out to be able to talk about specific contract opportunities that they may have. We'll take those contract opportunities. We will relate the NACE code to them. Using the NACE code, we will match businesses that have skills and experience within those NACE codes, match them up with the government agency, either the prime contractor, and that makes for a much more effective and productive 10-minute session. We're going to be doing this in conjunction with BBI, as we mentioned earlier. They've really taken this to a new level in terms of the efficiency. My co-chair, Renee Alonzo, is pretty much in charge of that effort. So we're really looking forward. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and really take advantage of the opportunity to sit down and speak with someone for a few minutes and hopefully close some business.
Yeah.
And what it also does, I like to point out to people that what this does is that essentially allows you to get a couple of months worth of business done in a 4-hour session. That's why we have this thing set up, the procurement fair set up in the manner in which it does. We bring all these agencies to you. It's incumbent upon you to do your homework beforehand so that you know. For example, if you want to do some work with Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, they've been coming out for years. They've got a number of contracting opportunities going up there. You need to do your homework.
And it's not all physics. You know, Hopkins has construction. They've got IT. They got a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
I love it because it's 10 minutes from my house.
There you go. We'll have somebody there from the General Service Administration, what we call our anchor agencies, Department of Transportation, Department of Treasury. Great opportunity. Homeland Security is always a faithful participant.
Well, here's the other cool thing. This is not simply a federal government contracting event. This is federal, state, and local.
Absolutely.
All of the counties that you mentioned, plus Baltimore, are going to be there. I mean, the member counties, again, are Montgomery, PG, Howard, and Anne Arundel.
Yes.
But it's the Baltimore-Washington Chamber, and Baltimore City Schools or Baltimore County Schools will be there, hopefully with a couple more Baltimore activities. But I'm looking at the list of organizations that will be there, and WSSC,
yes,
obviously founding a member of this. But, you know, across the board, lots of governmental activity. And regardless of the economy, the government spending is going to, the government has to have X number of services done.
Mark, that's the essence of what we're doing here. In spite of whatever we hear, the government, just to maintain, is going to spend money. The question is, how do you access that money? This is a relationship business, so you're not going to close business that day when you talk to one of the exhibitors, but what you will do is that you'll be able to give someone your name, your information, so that when you call them, they will be able to put a place with the name. You'll be able to set up an opportunity or a time to visit and talk with them later and go into detail as to what the service or product that you may provide. It's a lot of strategy to this. If you want to focus on school systems, you just named a couple of the school systems that will be there. But all of the school systems, they're building buildings. They need to repair buildings. There's supplies that they need.
After the hurricane. Ooh,
you got it. We will have representation from the different economic development entities throughout the four counties that we're covering. Baltimore
and the
City,
state.
And the state. Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned the state. Assistant Secretary Jenkins will be giving opening remarks and kind of a state of the union of what's going on with minority business in the state of Maryland.
Lottery's going to be there. Gave them away tickets.
Lottery's going to be there. Judiciary, the State Department of Transportation, Transit. We've just got a number of them, too many to name. But you can go to bwcc.org. And, of course, you can register there, but at the same time, you can take a list, which is growing every day, of some of the different governmental entities that will be present at the event.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said at the end of the last segment that you were partnering on the matchmaking side with BBI. How do you do that? How's BBI involved in this?
Well, what we're essentially going to be doing is that they have a database, they have a process,
mm-hmm.
and people...
Raj does a great job with that.
Raj does a great job with that, and they've been very gracious in agreeing to work with us on this. As individuals contact the chamber, sign up for the event, we will refer them to the appropriate contact over at BBI, and of course our person, Renee Alonzo, who's handling this. And they will have them go through the process, which basically is to register with BBI so that we can get information about the business, we can get their NACE code information. They will take that information and match it up with the NACE codes from the government agencies. We hope they have some prime contractors there. Some it could be some of the large IT firms as well as some of the large construction companies.
Well, Hopkins.
And we have them come together, and it makes for a very good, efficient process. We think that by working with a BBI that we can improve what we're doing, because we're about improving that. And plus, we've worked with BBI in the past, and we'll continue to do that. Because as a chamber, if you line up all the service providers on one side and all the businesses across the street, we don't have enough resources to go around. Sometimes it simply makes work to set up a strategic alliance and work with another service organization so that we can be better at what we do. And
yeah.
That's one of the things we're doing at the chamber for this event.
Okay. And just so people understand a little bit about BBI, again, it started as a BRAC-based initiative. It is now called the Base Business Initiative. It's run through an office in Howard County. Ken Menser, former commander of Fort Meade, runs the organization for Howard County. Raj, who we mentioned earlier, Raj Kachekar, is Ken's deputy on this, and he's really the guy who does everything. And Raj is going to be on this show within the next month or so, and we're going to talk about BBI in some depth. But they host monthly meetings in Howard County at the Other Barn. It sounds like a weird place, but it's actually a pretty good meeting room in the middle of Columbia. And they've been doing meetings there and working with the Ford and other BRAC activities for 3.5, I guess, years or so now.
And they have brown bag lunches,
mm-hmm.
where you just come on out and they're free. You sign up for them, and they may have somebody out speaking on how to do business with NSA, how to do business at Fort Detrick. Very, very informative, informational session. So if you want to penetrate that government market at the federal and state level,
mm-hmm.
it's just incumbent upon you to take advantage of some of these offerings that come through BBI as well as the Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber.
The vast majority of BBI meetings are free. All you got to do is show up.
Absolutely.
So Couple of big pluses there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Richard Knight of Aircrete and the Baltimore Washington Chamber in just a moment. You're listening to AM Tower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Calling all government, military, and defense industry executives. The Association of the United States Army invites you to attend its 57th annual meeting and exposition.
Held October 10th through the 12th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, AUSA's annual meeting is one of the largest land warfare forums in the world.
Companies will gather to display the latest defense technology, and forums will be held for soldiers, family, government defense civilians, and industry executives.
Admission is free but limited to qualified persons. For more information, visit AUSA.org.
Caps fans, opening night presented by GEICO is Saturday, October 8th against the Carolina Hurricanes. Lock up your chance to check out new guys like Tomas Vokoun, Troy Brower, and Joel Ward. Skate alongside Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and Mike Green. Don't miss the following game against the Tampa Bay Lightning on October 10th. This is the hottest ticket in town. The Caps have sold out over 100 straight games at Verizon Center, and tickets are extremely limited. So call 202-397-SEAT or log on to WashingtonCaps.com/singleticks and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
Where did you leave it? Where could it have possibly gone? It's frustrating because you used to have your motivation with you all the time, and now, that's okay. We'll help you find it. First, let's find your reason. You know, your reason. What's that thing that makes you want to live to an age where you can say whatever you want to whomever you want and somehow it becomes charming? Next, find your thing. What is that healthy thing you actually love doing? There's got to be one, right? Finally, go find your partner. Who's the ping to your pong? The downward to your dog? Who'll keep your butt moving and vice versa? Find all of those things. We're pretty sure your motivation will magically appear. But if you're still having trouble finding it, try looking really, really hard in the mirror. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we're here to help you find your motivation to thrive. Visit kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
The Federal Broadband Minute, provided by Hughes.
How much bandwidth is needed for field offices to meet their agency's missions? The answer? It depends on your mission and your network. One size does not fit all. Too little at some sites may mean you can't run critical, bandwidth-hungry applications. Too much at others means you're wasting tax dollars. You need to tailor bandwidth requirements at each location to ensure your network achieves your agency's mission. Only Hughes National Managed Broadband Service delivers bandwidth tailored to fit at every site affordably to quickly access voice, video, and data for daily operations or to reach your agency's cloud. Hughes technology includes built-in WAN optimization, ensuring high-quality voice and data traffic is delivered on time and with optimal bandwidth efficiency. Enable your government field office of the future today from Hughes.
Visit government.hughes.com/WFED.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday here on WFED at 10 a.m. Join me this week for my special guest, Ruth Ann Clark, Senior Market Director with Wells Fargo Bank Commercial Banking Sector. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the D.C. metro area. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
Three things to know about the proposed merger of AT&T and T-Mobile. With the planned merger, AT&T will invest $8 billion more and deploy the next generation of wireless internet to nearly everyone in America. This investment will create as many as 96,000 American jobs. We're not investing to create jobs, but jobs will be created because we're investing. AT&T.
Join 36,000 people from around the world, including senior leaders from the Army, DoD, and Congress, at the 2011 AUSA Annual Meeting and Exposition. This professional development forum is October 10th through the 12th at the Washington Convention Center and features exhibits on two levels and in five halls, all centered around this year's theme, America's Army, the Strength of the Nation. Admission is free but limited to qualified persons. For more information, please visit www.ausa.org.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest today is Richard Knight. Richard is the principal and VP at AirCrete. He's on the co-chair of the GovCon Council at the Baltimore-Washington Chamber of Congress. He's also an adjunct professor for how many years?
A long time. I've been an adjunct instructor since 1983.
At
Bowie State University.
Cool. So you like Bowie State, do you?
I'm fairly consistent.
There you go.
Great place to work and have the opportunity. The interesting thing is I have an opportunity to teach a number of courses in business, and every time I go out and get more and more experience, I get more out of teaching the courses. So it kind of goes back and forth. Get a chance to apply some of the concepts that I'm teaching to the actual business arena. So it works both ways. I get a chance to bring some of the business experiences I have into the classroom, and I get a chance to take some of the knowledge and concepts that I learned from the academic side and apply it to business opportunities. So I'm fortunate to be able to do that.
And Bowie State is part of the University of Maryland system?
Bowie State is part of the University of Maryland system. The dean of the College of Business, Tony Nelson, is on the board at the Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Very supportive of this, as well as my involvement out of Bowie State.
Cool. University of Maryland system is pretty... And if you haven't figured out, we're talking about things on the Maryland side of the river today, so we will be talking about
strictly
a lot of
Maryland.
That. A lot of cool things going on. You know, the BW Tech program over at UMBC in Catonsville, that's very cool, and we'll have those people out on the radio hopefully sometime soon, Ellen Hemmerly. But let's run down again the list of events. We're talking about events coming up in Maryland, these sponsored by the Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber of Commerce. First is October 12th.
October 12th, we're going to essentially have our pre-procurement fair. It's going to be from 7:45 to 10:30. It's going to be held at Homewood Suites by Hilton in Columbia, Maryland. And for all of these, you can go to bwcc.org and register. My good friend and colleague, Rhonda Tomlinson, is sponsoring that event. She's a former chair of BWCC, but she also happens to be my co-chair, along with Renee Alonzo. Renee is the marketing director at Blind Industry Services of Maryland. So we've got a team, and we've put together that first event to help prepare individuals to take advantage of our large annual government procurement fair, which will take place on October 26th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon at the Greenbelt Marriott. Rain or shine, we'll be ready to go, and we'll look forward to having you there. Then we will follow that event within the next month. We will have a financing event. It's called Fueling Your Finances for Contracts.
Now, this is intriguing. You've probably been here before. You know, it's one thing to pursue business, but when you win government business, they don't give you money up front to staff up or to do all of the stuff necessary. Your finances either have to be in place or you have to have an avenue to get finances.
You're right on target with that, Mark. And the fact of the matter is that we don't want people to be afraid of getting businesses. Believe it or not, there's money, there's funding, there's financing available to you. If you have a contract and you come out to this session, you will be able to find some type of financing vehicle that will be appropriate and be able to help you finance that contract, or if your situation calls for it, your business in general. The Fueling Your Finances for Contracts, what we will have is a panel. We will have Randy Croxton, who is a senior VP with Meridian Management Group. Stan Arnold from Sandy Spring Bank will be there. He's a commercial relationships manager.
I've been with Sandy Spring since there like 72.
Great. And we will have Richard Lewis, who's with Financial Engineering Counselors, LTD. And Rich has a 20-plus year history. I won't say 28 that it really is.
Couple of different incarnations. Wells Fargo, yeah.
Exactly.
He's
a financing guru, and he'll be covering the alternative financing options that are available to businesses.
There you go. That's cool. We're going to wrap this up by talking about just a few things in Maryland. AFSCA Central Maryland meets at the Greenbelt Marriott, and Armed Forces Communications Electronics Association has chapters everywhere for at least four significant chapters in the D.C. area. There's the Bethesda chapter, the D.C., the Nova, and Central Maryland. Maryland Marketing Meetings, our buddy Bill Howard, monthly. And this is a very informal group, but a monthly luncheon over at the Elkridge Furnace Inn.
But, Mark, let's talk about those for just a second. You're a small business. You've got some tremendous capabilities in information technology. Okay. If you're looking to penetrate the federal government, whether that be DISA, whether it be NSA, or any one of the other federal agencies within the intelligence community, you must get out, you must get active. You will meet people who are operating within those areas at these organizations that Mark just mentioned. Part of your job, if you want to land and get business in those, is to go on out and meet and talk with people who have some experience, so you won't have to reinvent the wheel. That's part of the marketing process and belonging to and participating in organizations. I can't afford it. I don't have time. You're not going to get business sitting in your office wondering why you don't have business. You need to get up and get out and market. In everything, although we both are strong advocates of social media, there's still nothing like looking someone in the eye, reaching your hand out and say, hello. My name is Richard Knight, and I'm here, and I'd like to do some business with you. Can we talk? You'll find that people are generally very open and receptive to doing that.
Social media is an adjunct marketing activity. It still requires meeting people, shaking hands, looking people in the eye. You said it earlier, two critical factors, differentiation and relationships, you know.
And along the homework side is, it's incumbent upon you to figure out, if you're going to talk to somebody, what is it that you can do for them? A lot of times small businesses will go up to a large prime and they will say, well, do you have any contracts that I can get on? Our strategy at Air Creed Advantage example is, we like to go out and find business opportunities. Then we may invite a large prime contractor to get involved with us. And since we may be doing it we're MDOT certified, then they will have to come up underneath us. So it's very important that not only that you understand the technical aspect of what you do in business, whether it's IT, whether it's construction, but you need to understand the business side. That's where your Mark Amtowers come into play, where you can go to him and get some ideas about how to really develop your business and operate at a higher level. Because that's ultimately what you want to be able to do, is you don't want to always have a lifestyle business. You want a business that's going to be profitable and is on a growth tangent.
Yep, and there's no market better to do that in than government market.
Absolutely.
If you learn how to play. And BWCC is definitely going to help you learn how to play. You can find information on all of these events at bwcc.org. Richard, it's been great having you.
Mark, it's my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
I look forward to seeing you a couple of times in October.
Absolutely. Likewise.
There you go. You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. As Richard mentioned, this is not my day job. If you need some ideas on marketing, differentiation, venues to build relationships, or employing social media, give me a call. You can find me all over LinkedIn.